This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, we begin a two-week series, and we are interviewing school superintendents from all around Douglas County as the school year has officially begun for most districts, some not starting till after Labor Day, but we're starting the series now, and we begin with Annalicia Nicholson, new superintendent of the Douglas Education Service District, moving into that role following the retirement of her predecessor. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Hey, thank you, Kyle.
So, as the new school year begins, how about your transition to taking over the leadership of Douglas ESD? How's that going?
The transition's going well. Most of our staff are returning over the last couple of weeks and just getting ready to serve children in our schools and families in our early learning programs. So the office has been buzzing with their energy. I've had the pleasure of, you know, connecting with superintendents of our school districts, and mostly I've just had the opportunity to connect and listen. We've got great districts and great programs, so I'm excited to get going.
So remind people of your background before this position.
Sure. I've been at Douglas ESD for about 14 years. I started as an instructional coach, and that role is really helping teachers in the classroom with meeting the needs of students, engagement, instruction, those sorts of things. And then for the past 10 years, I've been in administration directing all the general education programming and a few early learning programs.
So what got you interested in education to begin with?
Well, it was a roundabout journey. My mom was a teacher, so I was very aware of the career of education. I was super interested in health, and so when I went to Oregon State, I discovered public health and really fell in love with that, the prevention side, and graduated and came out during a time when it was tough to get a job, and so I decided to go into teaching and become a health teacher and made my way to the ESD. And fell in love with the work that we do of supporting the school districts and helping, you know, families and children.
So give people, if they're not familiar, kind of an overall picture of the role of Douglas ESD.
Yeah, we are what I refer to as a regional education office. So our role is to support our 13 component school districts in Douglas County. So that's all the districts but Reedsport. Reedsport is served by another ESD. And we support them with special education services to some of the most vulnerable children in our community. General education, so when laws are passed that impact schools, we provide technical assistance. And administrative services, so human resources, technology, we provide the internet service to all the school districts, business services, and also communication services.
So what do you feel like are the advantages of the ESD providing those types of services as opposed to each district offering them directly?
Well, our districts range in size from about 200 students to just over 6,000. So each district has unique needs, and especially with special education services, which is about 50% of our staff, what we help districts do is they may not need a full-time speech-language pathologist or an occupational therapist. They may just have, a few students who need those services, while a large school district might have 100 students. And so what we do is we hire a cadre of those specialists and assign them to districts to serve students. And they may be there for a few hours each week in one district, and they might be in a school full time, just depending on the needs of that school. And so basically what this allows is for students who with special needs to have high quality professional specialists to help meet their goals and help them learn.
So ESD, how many staff do you have?
We have just over 300 staff.
And again, how many districts do you serve?
We serve 13 school districts in Douglas County. So everyone but Reedsport, they're connected to another ESD.
And how does ESD receive its funding?
Sure. We're funded very similarly to school districts. We receive state school funds and property taxes. The majority of our budget is federal and state grants and contracts, especially for our early learning services.
And talk about your building on Northeast Stevens. A big remodeling project has been going on there. What's the status of that?
It is complete, and our staff are moved in, and we are servicing families out of the building, have been since for several months now. So it's super exciting. It's a beautiful building, and it's dedicated to serving children 0 to 5. Our early intervention evaluation rooms are there, and that's, you know, a service for children who may need some extra physical therapy or occupational therapy support. We are serving kids there. And then also our Parent Resource Center is there, which is an awesome place where parents can come and connect, or if they need resources, they can come in and we can help get folks pointed in the right direction.
So what kind of remodeling took place there? What did you need to change?
We upgraded, you know, infrastructure and all of those sorts of things. But we also, we moved our early intervention and early childhood education programs in there. So we had to put in some rooms for evaluation, which is where that staff looks at kids and what their needs are and helps parents put together a plan. And then the other biggest change is a parent resource. So we put our entire early learning staff in that building.
So you have that facility. You have essentially a section of the Roseburg Public Library building that you've been in for a few years. Do you have staff located anywhere else?
Yeah, so we have staff at the library. We have staff actually in 4 counties. So we serve staff. We serve the early intervention and early childhood education services program in Jackson County, so in Medford. And then our early learning hub programs are in Klamath and Lake and Douglas County. So we've got folks in quite a few places.
And is this a norm for an ESD to be spread in such a wide geographic area?
It's normal for small ESDs to have wide geographical areas. So like our early learning hub, we brought 3 counties together to serve those children 0 to 5. Larger ESDs, you know, are mostly in urban areas and pretty place-based, but the smaller ESDs, if you look throughout the state, we're serving pretty large regions.
So with the project on Stevens, with that all done, space-wise, are you in a good place right now?
I believe so. The number of children we serve 0 to 5 continues to increase. It's grown over the past several years. So we're always evaluating if we need more space, but I think for the time being, we're pretty good.
And as you look at the fall, beginning today, what are the biggest challenges you face and ESD faces?
There are a lot of moving parts in education. So, you know, our role, our motto at the ESD is listen, learn, lead. And so we really try to listen and figure out how we can provide tools to support learning and those sorts of things. We really are trying to support our districts with whatever needs they have. There's not, you know, significant big challenges right now, but our role is really just to listen and be ready to respond and help our school districts.
All right, back with more in a moment. It's the Back to School series on Inside Douglas County. And Alicia Nicholson, superintendent of the Douglas Education Service District, The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245, back in a moment on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Peter Greenberg with Eye on Travel at 4. We continue the back-to-school series tomorrow. Winston-Dillard School District new superintendent Kimberly Kellison will be with us. We're talking to Annalicia Nicholson of the Douglas Education Service District to begin the series. Now, we've heard in a lot of sectors in the business world, but especially in education, that term staffing shortages, teacher shortages, is that an issue for your organization here locally?
Yeah, I think both Douglas ESD and our component school districts are experiencing shortages with both, bus drivers and those sorts of roles, but also teachers. We can, special education, science, math, those continue to be hard to fill areas. But I will tell you, if you are interested in becoming a teacher, we have a program at the ESD called Grow Your Own. Just reach out to us, and there's an individual who can help answer your questions and get you going. So we're always looking for great people who want to serve youth and enjoy being around kids.
It seems like nationally, less people are beginning the process to become teachers. That was a shortage. The pandemic strengthened it. Folks went to other things, and it's been a big issue for a lot of places. You hear about some districts back east where they're literally, and this is a very large district, hundreds of teachers short and not sure what they're going to do to begin the school year. Why do you think so many people have opted to pull back from either getting an education or maybe in some cases retiring out of it early?
Always exactly sure the reason behind. I know in our area, we don't have a four-year institution that folks can attend. And what we've heard is, I'd love to be a teacher, but I need to stay living here for an assortment of reasons. And so what we try to do is get folks connected to online programs so that they can go to school and they can teach and they can achieve their goals. And then also, they get to stay local and get their needs met. So I think for us, it's just really listening to what the struggle is and then trying to create opportunities and balance around that.
So if somebody was thinking about a career change from whatever they're doing now, or maybe they're coming out of just a regular college program, not sure what direction to go, what is it about teaching that you feel should get their attention? What makes it worth it?
For me personally, it's the kids. I mean, you get to show up every day and work with, if you're in elementary, 25 kids, and teach them to read and to really just teach them to love to learn, love to learn. In high school, you've got, 100 or so kids, and you're teaching them more content-specific things. But for me, the reason why I liked being in the classroom was just you get to be with these phenomenal kids who have a desire to learn, and you're a conduit for making that happen.
Now, we talked to various folks in education, and I'm always curious for those in administration, why make the shift from the classroom to administration? What led to your move?
For me, I think it was the opportunity to have a larger impact. So rather than just, one school, one classroom, one district, I now get to work with 13 and be involved, as I shared, with, four counties of work. And so just the opportunity to make a larger impact and really see how we can find ways to better meet student needs and what we refer to as the whole child, so their health, their mental health, other services that they may need. At the ESD, we really get the opportunity to serve that larger picture, and that's really engaging and intriguing for me.
So starting out in your first year of leadership, what's your vision? What are some of your big goals for leading ESD this year?
Yeah, I think that our organization's on a good track, so no big changes. Our goals are really to continue to offer good services to school districts, and so just listening and to what they need and what kids need and being responsive to that. Continue to focus on early learning, 0 to 5. If we can help get kids ready for kindergarten, the more successful their K-12 experience will be. And then just out in the community, just keeping our ear to the ground and trying to listen to the needs of children and families.
And coming into this first year of leading, when you look back during your time in education, what kinds of things have changed during your career?
Yeah, well, for me, because I've been an educator, one of the biggest changes I've seen is the research around brain science and how we learn has really been tremendous in impacting the classroom. And so we better understand how, you know, those synapses in the brains are working, and we can target better strategies at kids. And so that's been really, really helpful. The other big change I've seen is social-emotional learning and that focus. I would say in the last 5 to 6 years, we've gotten much better at integrating mental health supports into our school systems. And if kids have those needs met, they can better engage in their learning experience as well. So just the profession has come a long way just in my time, and it's exciting to see where it's going to go and how it's going to help kids learn.
Like a lot of other areas, probably almost every area of life, the pandemic really forced some changes. As you look at this point where things stand, how do you feel like the use of technology has improved over what you had to jump into headfirst in March of 2020?
Well, we have 2 years' experience now of using it, so I think people are much more comfortable. I think we learned especially during the early pandemic, that technology is really helpful, but we still need great teachers, great instructional assistants, supporting our students in their learning and that contact time. And that kind of environment is, you know, blending those two things together is really where kids learn the best. And so I think if you go out into classrooms, that is what you will see is good use of technology, but great teaching wrapped around it.
And have you found some areas, especially with working with so many different districts and different types of specialists, the ability to do some things virtually and cut down, for instance, on travel time, et cetera?
Again, it continues to be a balance. You know, if you're working one-on-one with a kid, we still know the best place to be is, you know, right in front of that kid in direct service. I think we've found with, you know, simple meetings and things like that, we can definitely reduce travel time and keep people where they need to be.
About out of time, as you take a look at the ESD, explain real quick the role of your board.
Yeah, our board is very similar to other school boards. They're the, you know, they develop goals and strategic plans for our organization and set an established policy. We've got a terrific board and really enjoy working with them.
And Alicia Nicholson, superintendent of the Douglas Education Service District, as we begin the Back to School series, thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.